This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is Jaden Daniels QB1 on the first depth chart? And will
on the
he
first
start?
Unofficial depth chart, he is.
Will he start Saturday?
The first unofficial depth chart, okay. He will.
That was Nikki Javala, Washington Post, and Dan Quinn, head coach Commanders. Welcome back, G&D on the Fan. That was the press conference today when Quinn broke the news, if you want to call it that, that Jaden Daniels is going to start in the preseason. But you heard that answer. It doesn't have to be this way. Why do we have to do it this way? In the first unofficial depth chart. Still not saying, yeah, he's the starting quarterback. Why do we have to do it this way? I just wanted this kind of thing to be gone with Rivera. This, like, pretend competition that we all have to walk around and whisper and be like, starter Jaden Daniels. We have to act like he's not the starter. Even today, when we found out he's going to start the preseason game, this was the big breaking news. I'm driving out to Ashburn. Let's go to Savannah McCann. Savannah's saying Jaden Daniels is starting against the Jets. When you actually hear what Dan Quinn said, he is like downplaying that by going, on the unofficial depth chart, he's listed first. But is he going to start? Yes, on the unofficial game with the unofficial starter starting, unofficially, Jaden Daniels. Play that clip again. Like, why does it have to be that way? Just say our best quarterback that we drafted second, who played in college for 5 years and played 8,000 games, and who was the best quarterback in the country last year, who won the Heisman Trophy, who is obviously going to start because he's better than everyone else we have, and because he's ready, and because he was picked second, even if he stunk, he would start, because we picked him second. Well, on the unofficial depth chart in the unofficial game, it doesn't have to be this way.
Is Jaden Daniels QB1 on the first depth chart?
On the first unofficial depth chart, he is.
Will he start Saturday?
The first unofficial depth chart, okay. He will.
Now, for my own blood pressure and sanity, and for your eardrums, so I don't just sit here banging the table for the rest of the show, I'm going to move on. Just know, it doesn't have to be this way. This is the part where he could have come out and said, Jaden Daniels has been great. He has performed and checked all the boxes. He's done everything we've asked. He's earned the right to be the starter in the preseason game. He is performing swimmingly, and we're on a nice pace for him to be the starter in week one, assuming things continue to track the way that they have. Instead, it was this whole game continuing. Unofficially. Unofficial depth chart. Unofficial game. Unofficial drive. Unofficial series. Okay.
First unofficial depth chart, okay. He will.
Thank you, Coach. All right, let's get into some other things specific to the Jaden Daniels debut against the Jets, which I know you guys are fired up about, which I can't wait for on Saturday at noon. Let's go cut two here. This is on snap count for the preseason game. Did DQ take the bait? Give a little info on how much the starters will play.
I wouldn't say it's free-flowing, but we're going to try to get, you know, work for all the guys, you know, as we're moving forward into this game. That makes it difficult to do. But all the guys have earned that right to try to do that. So, you know, we're going to try to push that everybody can get some reps and some turns. Not all the reps will be the same for practice for Thursday. So you won't see those being exactly equal from practice into the game. For instance, some may play more in practice and play less in the game. Some may play less in practice and play more in the game, but that's really by design. And especially for some of the youngest players, I really wanted them to have their moment to, you know, show what they can do and prove, whether it's here or elsewhere, that they got the chops to play in this league.
All right, so here's what that means, a little translation. The younger guys he's talking about that he's trying to showcase for their careers and give an opportunity to be seen, that obviously is going to be in the preseason game on television, where everyone around the country will be able to watch the game. That doesn't happen in a practice in the Jets training facility that very few people are at and that isn't televised, right? So that means Jaden Daniels is going to get a lot of work in that practice, as he should, and is probably going to get very little work in the preseason game, which we already knew. In fact, I was interviewing Dante Fowler after practice today, the defensive end, who I'm hopeful is going to get to the quarterback and have some sacks and help this defense out this year. I really liked my conversation with Fowler. I found him to be a cool, like a just a hungry, approachable dude. You'll hear that conversation at 6 right here on The Fan, so make sure you're listening. He feels like he's got a lot to prove this season, and he's motivated, which I dig. But I bring him up to tell you that he jokingly talked about how little they're going to play in the preseason, and Jahan Dotson did the same. In fact, Jahan Dotson was really funny. He said, yeah, you're going to get a very small glimpse of what we're capable of Saturday. A very, very small glimpse. A very, very, very small glimpse. And he kind of kept joking. So my guess is they're going to play a drive, right? They're going to go out there. If it's 3 and out, maybe you run it back and you get another 3 to 6 plays or something. If it's one drive that they can sustain for 5, 6, 7, 8 snaps, that's probably all they play. But you just get Jaden Daniels out there, as we talked about yesterday. Break a sweat. Maybe you get hit for the first time, and I don't mean tackled or dropped on a delayed run, but someone runs by you and shoves you as you're throwing a football. You get a lot of those firsts out of the way. You have your first conversation with officials in game. You're figuring out in an NFL stadium how things are going to look and feel during an NFL game, right? You just do as many things for the first time so that it's not going to be the inaugural journey when you do it in Tampa in week 1. And you could do that with a drive. And if they want to play them a week from now against Miami for 2, 3, 4 drives, a quarter, whatever it is, they could do that too. That's probably what I would do. But I think Daniels is going to get a lot of work against the Jets starting defense. And that's going to be really telling. Because as I said when I was out there sometime last week, Daniels looked incredible. Today, I didn't think he was quite as sharp throwing the football, but they didn't have pads on, his shells. He was still very good. The first time I saw him was pretty tremendous in terms of touch and accuracy, and it was a nearly flawless practice throwing the football. But I kind of came away from that having made the observation, not only does he know what's going on with this offense at a high level, he also has a pretty good feel for what the Dan Quinn, Joe Witt defense is doing after all these sessions and workouts and the ability to access information in the playbook and whatnot. And I think what I realized was, as good as he looks, I need to see him now play against a defense where he doesn't know what's coming. That's the next test. He has aced this one. He's mastered this. He's figured this out. That's awesome. And it speaks to his acumen, his smarts. It speaks to the fact that this is a sharp guy who can take in information very quickly. Like, these are all really significant, important markers in his progress. But to get to a point where you feel like he's made another leap toward not only the starting job, but week 1 and being ready to hit the ground sprinting, I think you want to see him against just another defense that he hasn't seen, that he has no feel for, that's going to disguise a look or two up front, that's going to mask a coverage, that's going to try to fool him. And maybe all that doesn't happen in a handful of snaps against the Jets in a game, but it's sure as heck going to happen in 11s in practice. And that's where Dan Quinn's saying, we're going to have some guys do a lot in practice and less in games. They're going to use that practice to their advantage for a lot of those veteran starters, some of whom might even not even play in the preseason game. That John Allen, Daron Payne group of players that's been around, your mainstays, maybe you don't play some of your best defensive players in the game at all, but they're going to get a lot of work against the Jets. I can't wait to see how Brandon Coleman holds up. at left tackle against a really high-end pass rush. Really, that offensive line in general about to get tested. That's going to be significant. But the headliner is obviously Daniels. That goes without saying. How he looks against not just a new defense, but a really, really good defense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.